Good morning, it's 7:06. This is WAMC Regional News, and joining us on the line, as she does each Wednesday, is Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning, Ian.
Well, let's talk about my hometown, where a row of historic houses has burned down, and now we're already talking about what to do next.
Right. The owner of this distinctive row of brown houses, which was gutted by fire early Sunday morning, said he plans to do his best to save the facade of these buildings, which were along Woodlawn Avenue, which is very close to downtown Saratoga Springs. Bob Israel said he was hopefully optimistic that the front of these late 19th century row houses could be saved. It's too early to say whether he will propose keeping the same building footprint, but he does plan to propose another multifamily structure and hopes to get the city's approval to make that happen. The facades were relatively undamaged compared to the rest of the row houses. The backs of some of the buildings were reduced to rubble. For now, the doors and windows have been boarded up and a tall chain link fence erected. Authorities expect to determine the cause of the blaze by week's end. Israel has owned the Woodlawn Avenue row houses for about 25 years. They're rented to people who work at the Saratoga Racecourse in the summer and live downstate the rest of the year. No one was injured, but some of the tenants lost all their belongings in the blaze. Israel owns about 10 large historic buildings in town. He is well known for demolishing several old buildings along Franklin and Division Streets and constructing Franklin Square, a move that some credit with helping restore the city's west side.
We move now to Schenectady, where several children are learning the great American sport of cricket.
That's correct. Stephen Weiss has started a high school cricket club, taught the Schenectady school district's physical education teachers how to play cricket, and got a grant to pay for cricket equipment at every school district in the city. Now, this man, Stephen Weiss, has been named a patron of youth cricket by the U.S. Youth Cricket Association. As he explained to our reporter Kathleen Moore, he loves the strategy of cricket. He doesn't mean to denigrate baseball. He loves baseball, but he sees baseball like checkers and cricket like chess. His interest was piqued when he learned that Americans played cricket for 100 years before replacing it with baseball. Now he wants to bring cricket back to the next generation. One advantage for young players, he said, is you don't even have to hit the ball to score runs. Batsmen can go for a run as soon as the ball goes into the field. And with young players who have difficulty hitting and catching, apparently the game becomes one of quickness, and runners race to their positions hoping to get there before the other team retrieves the ball. Weiss said physical education teachers like cricket because it emphasizes communication. You bat as a pair. You have to communicate with your partner if it's safe to run. Unfortunately, his high school club is having a hard time, not due to lack of players. The trouble is the other local team's team, the one in Albany, lost its coach and folded, and other high school clubs don't want to travel. So this spring, the Schenectady team had no one to play. So they're looking out there. If you got a cricket team, give Stephen Weiss a call.
Speaking of good partnerships, we've been speaking with Judy Patrick, editor of the Daily Gazette. And for more on these stories, you can pick up a copy of the paper or visit dailygazette.com. Judy, we'll see you around.
Thanks, Ian.